Welcome back to the second hour of the Officer Jack McLam program, folks. It's good to be with you today, and my heart bleeds for our dear brother Arthur Young and his family. A man has never even had a traffic ticket. I can't say that. I'll tell you what. I can't say that in my life. I was arrested one time, and that was after I retired from law enforcement for persecution reasons. I've been through the trial situation for persecution reasons when I was speaking in Phoenix about 5 years after I retired, and I had my retirement uniform on. I always speak in my uniform, and I had all kinds of accoutrements on it. I had an American flag, which isn't worn on the Phoenix police uniform, and I had all kinds of buttons and badges on it. In other words, I designed it for myself, but I was speaking at a gun show in Phoenix, Arizona, in that Phoenix police uniform, my retirement uniform, had my retirement badge on it that says retired on it, on the front of it, and they came in and arrested me to persecute me because I was talking about government corruption at the gun show and handing out our Aid and Abet police military newsletter that is officers' words, fellow police officers around the country's words about corruption in government, things they've been involved in and so forth, and constitutional issues. And so the Phoenix Police Department has never liked people knowing about, and especially officers knowing about, the corruption at the highest levels of government. So they arrested me and put me through a trial for impersonating a police officer, believe it or not. And to do this, they had to go back something like 25 years to 30 years back in the law books in Phoenix and drag out an old code that they could persecute me under and prosecute me under that hadn't been used in about 30 years in Phoenix, Arizona. So, Brother Arthur, I'll tell you, I know about persecution. I was fired several times for speaking up for God and country and the Constitution, and they had to rehire me because I had a First Amendment right to speak and write about such issues. And then they tried to get me killed several times, numerous times, matter of fact, when I kept coming back from being fired. The very evil police chief, who was a communist in Republican clothing, he called himself a Republican. He voted Republican, but he was a communist, Ruben Ortega. And now there's a lot of that going on, by the way, a lot of Trotskyite communists, Marxists, in Republican clothing today. Matter of fact, they've totally taken over the Republican Party, what we've found out. But anyway, I was fired repeatedly, and then they tried to get me killed when they couldn't fire me and keep me gone. They tried to kill me, and so numerous times. And so I know all about persecution, but the thing is, folks, we have to stand before God one day, and we have to please God. Don't worry about pleasing man, evil leadership here on earth, because God told us we don't even have to listen and serve evil leadership here on earth. Romans 13 says that we must obey all government because all government's of God. But if you keep reading Romans 13, you will find out that he says good leaders, leaders that obey the word of God and are God's disciples, and God's servants, and we don't have to obey evil, satanic leadership like we have today. Now, when we come back after this break, we're going to go to Gary in Tennessee. Gary, hang on, brother. We'll be right back with you.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. And before we get off Arthur Young, we're going to go to our brother here in just a minute on the phone. But, he did? Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, we lost him. Okay. I hope he'll call back. By the way, folks, we're going to open the phone lines up, too, if you'd like to call in today, as we do on our Sunday show. Let me give out that number right now, and then I'll close out on Arthur Young here. That's 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And I just want to say, Arthur Young and people like him, and I know people across the nation who are micro-broadcasters, are the cream, literally the cream of American patriots. And most of them are Christians, folks. And they're taking on quite a chore. Not only do they work hundreds of hours a week maintaining this micro-broadcast system, but they don't get paid for it, but they also take a chance. You know, just like RBN, you know, takes a chance putting out the truth. Because the government hates RBN. You can best believe that, because they're putting out a lot of truth 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And anybody that's doing that, the government is likely to attack in any way they can. So Arthur Young and people like him, God bless you, and we should pray for our micro-broadcasters, folks. And by the way, more are coming online all the time. It only costs like $1,500 to $2,000 to get started as a micro broadcaster and broadcast to your community. And you keep it within the law under 100 watts, I think it is. I'm not expert on that. But you do a great service because you begin to educate the people in your community. Let me give you an idea, folks. In our community here, we have in Kamei and Kuski, Idaho, and Stites, Idaho, we have in Orofino, Idaho, we have farmers and ranchers, and for years we have people in the lumber industry, you know, forest industry, mountain men, I always called them, you know, but lumbermen, okay, you know, go out in the forest and cut trees and everything. And so when our micro broadcaster started up about 3 years ago, it was amazing. It was absolutely amazing because a farmer's driving around in his field for hours a day on his tractor or combine or whatever, and he has a radio in there. And he pushes the search engine on the radio search button, and all of a sudden what pops up is our micro broadcaster at 100.3. That's what it was on the FM dial. And it pops on there, and instead of country music that he's listened to his whole life here in this area, and a Christian station, too, that preachers would get on and preach, instead of hearing that, all of a sudden, for the first time in his or her life, they're listening to Truth Radio. And I'm not talking about the name of a radio station. I'm talking about truth and knowledge coming through on the radio. And it is thrilling to these people, absolutely thrilling, because they've, you know, maybe a lot of them are tired of country and Western music, because I love country and Western music, but after I listen to it for a few hours, I got to get away from it, okay? And so I can't listen to it all the time, but that's all there is in these outback areas, like in Kamei, Kuski, Stites, and Orofino, Idaho. And so all of a sudden, the farmers are beginning to get educated. They're beginning to hear things that do not come out on television, no, or the controlled electronic or printed news, okay? And so the government gets very angry about this, and they come sometimes they come after these micro-broadcasters, okay? And so Arthur Young is an American hero as far as I'm concerned, and now he's paying the price for it. And I hope you'll pray for him every day, folks, that God will bless him with a good, honest judge and a prosecutor that's not an absolute scoundrel. But if it's a political trial, then they've picked a judge and a prosecutor that are absolute scoundrels, okay? And so pray that I'm wrong. Pray that the judge is an honorable person and he will actually come to bat and uphold the law. And the law tells me, as a police investigator for years, folks, that if I go in and do an illegal search in a guy's home and gather evidence from that search and then come out after I've gathered the evidence and try to get him to sign a paper or his wife saying you gave me permission to search, and they didn't, that's unlawful evidence, and you can't put it into a court where you have an honorable judge. Now, of course, like I say, the sad thing is they could very well get two or three officers to lie, these officers that came in on him, forest industry, I forget what, game wardens, did he say, something like that. You get two or three of them to lie and say, yes, he did give us permission to search, and then it's a problem. But we truly need prayers, folks. But also, if you could donate some money to Post Office Box 9, Cosby, C-O-S-B-Y, Tennessee, 37722, it would be wonderful. And remember, his name's Arthur Young. And send your prayers his way and a few bucks if you can. But also pray that we can find an attorney that will take his case and not be afraid of the political hammer that the government is using on this man and his family, because, folks, he is in dire threat of going to jail for the rest of his life with 49 charges, six or seven of them felonies, high felonies. This could mean the rest of the man's life for sure. So we truly need prayer for him. And God bless you, Arthur Young, and your family for standing up for America for all these years you've been doing this micro-broadcasting. Okay, folks, time to call in. If you'd like to call in, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. If you'd like to... Oh, we have Ernie. Okay, Ernie in Virginia, another American hero. Brother, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you, Jack. I was so sorry to hear about Arthur Young's situation in severe County, Tennessee. It's shocking to hear that the Gatlinburg, Tennessee area has become, it sounds like a police state, and there's no due process. I'd heard previously of some problems in the Commonwealth of Kentucky, too.
Yeah.
But that's most unfortunate. And last evening, I was very troubled to see on Fox TV about on the most America's Most Wanted show at 9 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
It was a show about another law enforcement officer trying to take action against some apparent illegals who, in a car, tried to run him over, and then. He shot the tires out, and in doing so, he wounded somebody that was in the back of the car, well, or something, or in the trunk. One of the bullets accidentally hit the person. He was trying to get the car to stop. But he has been sentenced to jail himself. And another travesty of justice, a miscarriage of justice by this administration. And would you believe... again, it's U.S. attorney, the same U.S. attorney that went after Ramos and Compion.
Yeah.
And I just can't believe that, and his name is Johnny Sutton.
Yeah.
To me, this is almost like a political situation, too. I have read and heard on alternative media that the Mexican consulate has been going after these border security agents for trying to do their job, and then we get this this reversal on the evidence, or the illegals, and then their testimony overrides the border security agents, and so we have this whole corrupt situation going on in America. And then there was something else even almost as troubling, and you've seen this in the news from time to time, and that's on the coming Real ID Act, and finally some states are standing up to it. And I encourage your listeners to go to newswithviews.com, www.newswithviews.com, all lowercase, and read the article by Dr. Stephen Yates. And he talks about, he does an analysis on this Real ID Act and how that was done undercover, under radar, and eventually it's going to make this country even more of a police state, and they want to use Homeland Security to create this national database, and it's my understanding that data will be shared with Mexico and Canada.
Sure.
And so we're undermining our identity, our private identity, and I think what's going on too. This is a move to go much too far in terms of federal government control over the citizens. We have sovereign states, and in this case with Arthur today, we're talking about Tennessee, and people need to hold their local officials accountable, and they need to stand up and back Mr. Young. But at the same time, Officer McLam, I think we have to say no to this Real ID Act and encourage our congressmen and call them, and call them to, starting tomorrow, calling for the removal of Johnny Sutton, one from the Western District, and asking your representative to say no to the Real ID Act.
Okay, hang on
Since
there.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Officer Jack McLam program, and like I say, if you'd like to call in, please do, 800-313-9443, and I think we still have Ernie on the line. Ernie, we ran out of time, and are you still there, Ernie?
Oh, yes, I am. And
good,
I
brother.
Like
well,
to...
go ahead and finish up now, because the music kind of cut us off.
Okay, no problem. And for your listeners who are not familiar with the Real ID Act, it goes into effect next year on May 11, 2008, and essentially law-abiding U.S. citizens will not be able to board an airplane, open a bank account, collect Social Security, obtain a passport, enter federal buildings without such an ID. And when you think, and worse yet, the Department of Homeland Security is going to administer this database and this program. And for those who watch Lou Dobbs, as recently as last week, there was discussion about the ineptitude of Homeland Security. Their financial statements are in disarray. They're not carrying out their mission. And then we hear of the Director of Homeland Security being in Mexico, Mexico City, giving speeches on prosperity and security in Mexico. What is he doing in Mexico? Why, you know, are we already under this North American Union that...
Well, I think we are, because when Bush has no concern about open borders and he's leaving the borders open so that there's free transport back and forth, especially into the country with all kinds of hundreds and hundreds of tons of drugs coming in, and maybe even a couple terrorists coming in, and then millions upon millions every few months of illegal aliens coming in, many of them Marxist revolutionaries, because I worked 10 years on the streets alone there in South Phoenix and met a lot of these Marxist revolutionary fruit pickers. And so we have no homeland security. That's a laugh. It's a joke. It's a fraud on the American people. When you have no borders, brother, it's almost like we're already under this North American Union.
Right. And when you get back to the Real ID Act, the intent when Congress passed the legislation, and it was hidden in there was an Appropriations Act for defense and the so-called global war on terror, and this is to protect us all. Protect our national security and from these evil terrorists. But you don't see any effort by Homeland Security to secure the borders, and worse yet, when somebody tries to do their job, they end up in prison.
Uh-huh.
And we constantly get to spend. But the last thing I want to talk about, and I've been reading this in the Asian Times, and Joel Skousen in his latest World Affairs brief, is talking about this potential for a war with Iran. Now, only last week, on Monday, the president referred to any discussion about this war with Iran as just chatter on the Internet. But then by Wednesday, he was doing a press conference talking about this evidence, this purported evidence of weapons made by the Iranians. And then when you look at the shell casings, it's got English dates on it and certain millimeter-type rounds that aren't made by the Iranians, can't be made by the Iranians. And then we've got it's almost like the media, nobody can address. Let's look at this evidence. Let's have some independent entity review the evidence before rush off.
You know they can't do that, brother, because they make it up as they go. There is no evidence. They're manufacturing the evidence, just like when we go to court on a political trial. The judge and the prosecutor manufacture evidence to put into the trial that they manufactured themselves. And so our government's been doing that for years. I read a article or a letter that came in, Ernie, from a current Army spy warfare agent who stated right in his letter to me that we manufacture evidence all the time. And when the Iranian official got on radio here or television here several weeks ago and said that all this garbage about Iranian bombs are there and Iranian this and that, he says America's been manufacturing evidence for years, and this American soldier, a military psy warfare agent, said the same thing, that this is exactly what we do. We manufacture anything to confound and to defraud the American people into believing what we want them to believe.
Well, exactly. And also this war situation in Iraq and how it's deteriorated into this so-called civil war, the Sunnis and the Shiites and all these different groups. And then when you read about the mercenaries that these contractors have hired and...
Sure. 100,000 of them.
Well, right. And they're playing, it's to their advantage to have a civil war, despite the propaganda we see with the congressional resolution. I mean, if they wanted to take some action here and hold people accountable for the massive waste, fraud, and abuse, they should start right away with these contracts, these no-bid contracts, and all the waste of money they can't account for.
Yes, absolutely, Ernie.
I don't want to type. If you've got another caller, Jack, I'll get off. But
okay, Ernie. Well, thank you, brother, very much. I just love you and Leslie, and God bless you, brother, for your service to America and to my family, too. Talk to you later, Ernie. Okay, bye-bye. We'll be right back with more of the program. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McGlam program. I'll tell you, folks, a lot of things going on. Wow. Ernie is one of the most knowledgeable people I know. And, man, does that man research, and his wife, Leslie, too. Great researchers, great Americans, and they're constantly activists. And that is so important, folks. As you know, nothing gets done in this land. God cannot work through people who will not stand up. He can't work through people that are hiding out, awaiting to get the heaven out of here. He cannot work through people that are afraid. And the Bible says we should fear God and not man. But so many people are fearful to stand up and serve God. And to stand up against this evil, but not Ernie and Leslie. God bless you, sister and brother. So important that we get involved. Let's see here. I had a note from on the Iran situation, folks. I wanted to get this out to you before the show's over. It looks like, and truly... I'm sorry to say this, but there's a lot of police officers and soldiers that are praying, just praying, that Putin and the head of communist, it's still communist Russia, Putin, and communist Red China will stand up for Iran. A lot of police officers and soldiers hope that they will stand up and stand behind Iran and Syria against the international criminal elite that's going to attack them within weeks, if not a couple months here. And the reason our police and soldiers hope that Russia and Red China will stand up for Iran and Syria is to try to stop the international criminal elite from attacking them to begin with. Because there is no reason that we know of from our military leaders, we hear here at our two police and military associations, that the military intelligence has no evidence whatsoever that Iran is building nuclear weapons. None. Zero. Zilch. Nada. None. And so, once again, we're getting this hype on the government-controlled media in America that the evil Iranians are going to attack America tomorrow and there will be nuclear clouds over America tomorrow, or they're going to attack Israel tomorrow. And we've heard from our intelligence agencies, as you know, because you've heard it on Republic Broadcasting Network, our intelligence agents have told us that if they were to begin now to build nuclear weapons in Iran, it'd be 10 years before they could get it done. So, folks, we're being lied to every way from Sunday, okay, by the administration. But what's new? That's the way it always is. Here's February 13, 2007 from Russia. A report that says Putin orders Russian military forces to attack U.S. forces during Iran invasion. So the Russians know the Iran invasion is coming. The American people don't know it because the president keeps lying about it, saying, oh, no, we're not going to attack. We're not going to military attack Iran. Oh, what are you talking about? Why would we do that? Well, it's happening, folks, right before our eyes. The ships are being lined up. 16, 17 ships are there already. Warships are there. More on the way. Carrier battle strike forces are there with all the planes ready to nuke Iran and Syria. Russian military analysts are reporting today that President Putin has issued orders to the Russian Interior Ministry to immediately dispatch Spetsnaz, that special forces in Russia, troops to Iran to protect vital Russian assets, including the Bashir nuclear power plant. Now, folks, all we have from our intelligence services is that they're building nuclear power at these nuclear power plants, that they have absolutely no evidence at all that nuclear weapons are being built, just like they lied to us about Iraq, okay? This report goes on and says, these reports state that this order from President Putin to the Interior Ministry includes the phrase, against any and all hostile forces that they're supposed to fight, and which analysts state is a direct threat to U.S. and Israeli forces currently massing for their planned attack and invasion of Iran. According to these reports, President Putin was strongly lobbied by Saudi Arabia to create a buffer against further U.S. aggression in the Persian Gulf region, and which the Saudi king, in his talks with President Putin last week, stated his belief that the United States, after attacking Iran, would then set its sight upon his own oil-rich nation, which is true. I've seen the reports out of the enemy of our nation, the international criminal elite of Israel. And once again, folks, we're not talking about the Jewish people. The international criminals that control is the Israeli government, just like the international criminal government, the people that control the American government, are working together. And the next site after taking over Iran and Syria is Saudi Arabia. We're going to bomb Saudi Arabia take over Saudi Arabia because they have so much oil that has to be captured by the international criminal elite. So the fears of Saudi Arabia about an American takeover of their oil fields was further confirmed this week with the pronouncement of U.S. Undersecretary of State Nicholas Burns to end U.S. oil purchases from Venezuela, and which would leave the Saudi kingdom able to make up the difference in lost oil to the Americans. President Putin, in his speech before the Munich Security Conference this week, further warned the United States against its planned military expansion. And as we can read here, here's what it says, It is a world in which there's one master, one sovereign, and at the end of the day, this is pernicious, not only for all those within this system, but also for the sovereign itself, because it destroys itself from within. And this certainly has nothing in common with democracy, because as you know, democracy is the power of the majority in light of the interests and opinions of the minority. Incidentally, Russia, we are constantly being taught about democracy here. But for some reason, those who teach us do not want to learn themselves. I consider that the unipolar model is not only unacceptable, but also impossible in today's world. And this is not only because if there was individual leadership in today's, and precisely in today's world, then the military, political, and economic resources would not suffice. What is even more important is the model itself is flawed because it is basic. There is and can be no moral foundations for modern civilization. Along with this, what is happening in today's world, and we just started to discuss this, is a tentative to introduce precisely this concept into international affairs and concept of a unipolar world, and with which results, they're asking a question here, and with which results, unilateral and frequently illegitimate actions have not resolved any problems whatsoever. Moreover, they have caused new human tragedies and created new centers of tension. Judge for yourselves. Wars as well as local and regional conflicts have not diminished. Dr. Telchek mentioned this very gently, and no less people perish in these conflicts. Even more are dying than before. Now, this is written kind of strange, but it's written in Russian, folks, and then translated into English. That's why it sounds a little strange. It says, Mr. Telchek mentioned this very gently, and no less people perish in these conflicts, even more are dying than before. Significantly more, he said. Today we are witnessing an almost uncontained hyper use of force, military force, and international relations force that is plunging the world into an abyss of permanent conflict. As a result, we do not have sufficient strength to find the comprehensive solution to any one of these conflicts. Finding a political settlement also becomes impossible. We are seeing a greater and greater disdain for the basic principles of international law, and independent legal norms are, as a matter of fact, coming increasingly closer to one state legal system. One state, and of course, first and foremost, the United States, has overstepped its national borders in every way. Virtually unknown to the American peoples themselves are that their military leaders' plans do not call for a world based upon democratic ideals, but are instead based upon the ancient Roman model of establishing American-based protectorates around the globe to ensure the survival of the United States against both Russia and China, and who their defense secretary recently warned the U.S. Congress, and I quote, "We need the full range of military capabilities, including ground combat forces to battle large armies and nimble special operations troops to scout out terrorist threats," Gates told the House Armed Services Committee. "We don't know what's going to develop in places like Russia and China and North Korea and Iran and elsewhere," unquote. Russia has reacted harshly to the Americans by demanding an explanation for the stance being taken by their war leaders. And as we can read, and here's another quote, "Moscow has demanded Washington's explanation of the U.S. Defense Secretary's Wednesday statement on uncertain prospects of development in Russia, North Korea, Iran, and China," a Russian foreign ministry spokesman said Monday. Robert Gates said Wednesday the United States needs forces to combat big armies and special units to counter terrorism, as he is unaware what may develop in such countries as Russia, North Korea, Iran, and China, unquote. Aside from the United States war zones, and where in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Somalia the political control rests with powerful militias and warlords, the model the Americans are building for their allies is based solely on powerful dictators and not free and fair elections. And as we can see evidenced by Egypt, and which is ruled by President for life Mubarak, Pakistan ruled by military dictator Musharraf, Saudi Arabia ruled by king, Gulf states all ruled by kings. Most ironic about the despotic Muslim states supported and financed by the Americans is that the only two Muslim nations that had held free and fair elections, Iran and Lebanon, have suffered the full range of anger of the United States and its allies. Fear for the American people are further raised in these reports due to the United States military's preparing to open their vast concentration camps in the American Southwest region, in which reports from America show the preparations being made for the American, Britain, and German troops being raised to guard these camps in America. Folks, concentration camps in America is what they're talking about here, and they are there. Here's another quote. "The Pentagon has awarded nearly $1 million to the city of El Paso to help prepare for the arrival of thousands of new troops at Fort Bliss. Democratic Representative Sylvester Reyes, who heads the House Intelligence Committee, announced that grant on Monday. The money from the Defense Department's Office of Economic Adjustment will help pay for housing, utilities, education, public safety, health, and social services." The award comes as Congress is fighting a Thursday deadline to pass a spending bill to keep the federal government operating. The bill has been under debate amid Republican complaints that the legislation doesn't include enough money for base closings and realignment work this year. Folks, the base closings and realignment is to build concentration camps on those bases. That's what's going on as we speak. The bill provides $2.5 billion for that work, but some Republicans want more. Fort Bliss is due to receive 20,000 troops plus family members over several years. These will probably be foreign troops, folks. As President Putin has urged the American war leaders not to pose as Lord God, he has also reminded the Russian people that Russia's religion and nuclear weapons are equally important for the national security. Well, let me read that again. Putin has reminded the Russian people that Russia's religion and nuclear weapons are equally important for the national security. "It is with much sadness that we have to report today that the American war leaders are not heeding the warnings of President Putin, and in not doing so are plunging our entire world towards the abyss." February 13, 2007, the EU. Well, folks, what do you think? As we've said, and as our dear brother, who's a psi warfare agent for the United States military, evidence is being created as we speak to try to show that Iran is coming in, sending in bombs and manpower in to blow up Americans there in Iraq. And this is all to tick off the American people. There is no evidence proving this, but they're manufacturing the evidence according to our psi warfare agent who is involved in that very activity of creating evidence to always prove that the enemy you've chosen, the targeted organization or nation you've chosen, are the bad guys. A lot of this going on, we know that we're looking at war with Iran and Syria in the weeks ahead. We need to really be in prayer, folks, that God will bind their hands, confound them, and just destroy them with double destruction for even attempting to do this. We'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. You are truly my brothers and sisters out there, and everything I do, 12, 14 hours a day. I used to work 16 hours a day, but my health is failing now. because I work so many hours, don't get out and get any exercise. I just work at the phones and on the computer and writing letters to police and soldiers in my volunteer hours here, and I'm losing my health. I've got to get out, and so I've backed off about 2 hours a day to 14 hours a day and trying to get out and do some walking and try to improve my health, because I'm going to lose it if I don't. That's what the doctors have told me. But you're my brothers and sisters, and I love you so much. I just want to work 24 hours a day to try to save this nation. I can't do that, and I'm sorry I can't. I wish I could. My family's mad at me, my boys, my grandchildren, because I work so much here as a volunteer. And they don't understand, you know. The kids, my 9 grandchildren, don't understand, folks, that I'm trying to save this nation for them, bring it back under God for them. And I feel compelled to do all that I can do. And and I know many of you are just like me out there, and that's why I love you, because you're activists and you're doing all you can to try to save this nation by bringing us back under the foundations of the nation that it was built on, the Holy Bible, the Word of God, and to bring back prosperity and bring back freedom here. And so I thank you for that. I truly do, folks. I thank you, and I'm just for all time endeared to you, because everything you do in activism, folks, benefits my 3 boys and 9 grandchildren. And if you're an activist out there doing something every day to try to awaken the American people, God bless you. I guess we're about out of time here for this weekend. Wish I had more time with you, but I don't. And I just want you to, if you would, pray for us here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. We will pray for you, too, as we do, that your days are filled with activity that God has led you to, and that you're doing His will instead of our will. Do His will, and we will be blessed as a nation. We will take this nation back. I believe we will. And I just want to say before I get out of here, folks, that I want to give you a pledge, okay, from this old cop to you. I give you this pledge, folks, and it's from the bottom of my heart. A nation under God first, freedom forever, an anti-God new world order absolutely never. I give you this pledge because I truly, truly do love you, America. All of our brothers and sisters out there, my bride and I love you, and we're working for you, as we're working for ourselves, try to save this nation. Remember, folks, the only escape valve in our country that God has given us is 2 Chronicles 7:14, where He says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sins, and will heal their land. God has withdrawn His hand of protection on America, folks. But you and I working together, getting on our knees and praying to God and asking for forgiveness and telling Him we're going to get up off our knees and work for Him and serve Him, will bring His hand of protection back on America and blessings back on this nation. God bless all of you out there. I hope you have a great day today. And don't forget, my bride Angela and me truly do love you, America. Okay?